One of the big marquee events of the Olympics takes place today, the men's free skate, and we are not telling the results. We are a result-free zone today. But tonight, everyone will be watching to see if it tops the drama of yesterday's surprise withdrawal of Russia's big hope, Yevgeny Plyshenko. Meanwhile, today's Wall Street Journal reports that American speed skaters are wondering whether their new speed skating suits from Under Armour, complete with vents in the back, have slowed them down and maybe kept skaters like Shawnee Davis off the medals podium. Russian President Vladimir Putin paid a visit to the U.S. Olympic team in Sochi, where it's so warm some people are calling it slushy. Let's check in with NPR's Tamara Keith, who joins us from slushy Sochi. Tamara, we are seeing people shirtless, men, of course. What is going on with the heat?
Well, and you've seen me without a coat, or you would have. It is definitely warm, pleasantly warm down here in the coastal cluster. Up in the mountains where the snow and ice really matter, it's in the 50s, so that's still pretty warm. It's too warm to make more artificial snow, and it's causing the snow to be wet, and it was certainly causing problems for the athletes doing slalom today. A bunch of people ended up bailing out as a result. I've been emailing with one of the guys who's actually in charge of making the artificial snow, and he's saying that they're looking at hopefully maybe a small window to make some more snow on the 18th. So the snow they've got is the snow they're stuck with for a while, at least.
Well, we're seeing people swimming in the Black Sea. The beaches are apparently packed in the area. But this is not really unexpected. This isn't part of the extreme weather we're witnessing here. We heard before the Olympics that this was considered a warm weather area.
And that's why they put so much effort ahead of time into making the snow, into refrigerating the sliding tracks. I mean, they're doing all kinds of things, insurance, for these very conditions.
Well, then let's hear about Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's, of course, put a lot on the line with this Olympics, visiting the U.S. Olympic team today. We understand you've also had a sighting. Now, he drew international condemnation for his anti-gay propaganda law, as it's called there. Do we know if anyone said anything to him about that when he visited the U.S. team?
I don't know if anyone said anything. It was pretty protected. We were actually there accidentally shopping, and Vladimir Putin showed up. They tried to keep people sort of away from him, and there was a toast, and they gave him a jacket. But this was really about pleasantries and showing that possibly there were no hard feelings over the fact that President Obama sent a delegation packed with prominent gay athletes and no prominent government officials. Yeah. And then, actually, when I saw him, he was walking from the USA house over to the Canada house to greet Canadian athletes and Canadian families.
So he's just making the rounds.
Yes.
Well, how are Russians reacting to the huge news yesterday that Russian skater Yevgeny Plyshenko retired from the game very dramatically, skating out on the ice? He did a triple axel and fell out of it, had surgery a year ago, I think one of 12 that he's had on his back, and very dramatically skated out and then announced that he would not compete for medical reasons, then quickly after announced he's retiring from the sport altogether.
And that is sort of the end of a very long and prominent career, though some Russians are saying, why didn't you come to this realization before the Olympics? Because he took a spot on the team that could have gone to someone else who could have brought home a medal. That said, in his defense, he was part of the team competition earlier in the games, and they won gold.
Well, and the spot that you're referring to would have gone to an 18-year-old, Maxim Kovtun. And as we reported yesterday, Plyshenko actually didn't even make the cut for the Olympics. He had to go before a tribunal that gave him special dispensation because of his past history. And he took the spot that would have been taken by this 18-year-old. Boy, other athletes and commentators in Russia are sure weighing in. Alexei Yermanov, a 1994 Olympic gold medal winner, said that it was his hubris and it backfired and that it's on his conscience now. Other people are saying he should have skated through it, that this is Russia and you skate through the pain. So there's been a lot of comment today.
You know, Brett Favre, I mean, you can go on and on naming athletes who didn't realize that their careers were over until it was just a little bit too late.
We're speaking to NPR's Tamara Keith about the Sochi Olympics. You're listening to Here and Now. Another thing that's got everybody talking, the slope-style events. People astonished to see that there are actually people who ski backwards and then do these incredible tricks. But they do it in these, in one case in particular, incredibly baggy pants.
Yes, though they are wearing suspenders, so the pants don't fall off entirely. And luckily for all of us, they had some sort of underpants on. But, you know, that's part of the culture. I mean, this is a brand new sport to the Olympics. It's sort of a rebellious skate park meets half pipe kind of a sport. And it fits absolutely with the tone and style of slope style.
But isn't it dangerous? They are pulling up their pants a lot.
You know what else is dangerous? Spinning around in the air and then falling backwards, landing on a steep downhill. I mean, the whole thing's crazy and dangerous, and that's the point.
U.S. slopestyle skier Gus Kenworthy, who won the silver in freestyle yesterday, one of the three Americans who won, also has another mission in Sochi. He's apparently trying to save some of the stray dogs he's coming across. And we remember there are so many stray dogs there because people were moved out of homes into to make room for the hotels that were built, and they had to give up animals.
Well, and then the construction workers were feeding the animals, and now the tourists are feeding the animals. Gus has been posting pictures on social media of himself with these super adorable puppies, and I'm pretty sure these are the same super adorable puppies that I met at a shelter outside of Sochi, and he's working on figuring out how to bring them home.
Well, you know, stories like that, just your sense, is this Olympics doing what Olympics are supposed to do? People meeting from other countries, you know, a spirit of friendly competition, the things that the games are supposed to do, is that happening?
Oh, it's absolutely happening. These games are, by all accounts, a success as an Olympic Games. Yeah, maybe there were issues with construction, and there are obviously social and political issues, but for the athletes, none of that is really affecting them. For the athletes, they're having good competition, and really they're hanging out with athletes who they've seen on the World Cup circuit and who they're friends with.
Again, we don't want to give away results today. It's Friday. People want to watch this on their own tonight. But how are the skeleton runners doing? Some people seeing this for the first time last night. It's been compared to headfirst sledding on a cookie sheet.
It's crazy.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, talk about all of these sports are kind of crazy. So there's this star American, Noelle Pikus Pace. She is a young mom. She has two kids, Lacey and Trayson. She squeezes in training, lifting weights, and then changing diapers, and then lifting children, and then taking them to school, and then lifting more weights, and then changing more diapers. Her husband is an engineer, and he actually did some of the work on her sled. He designed it at work and apparently built it in the basement.
So just tell us, Tamara, she doing okay?
Yeah, she's doing quite all right.
NPR's Tamara Keith from the Games in Sochi, Russia. Tamara, thanks so much.
You're welcome.